At the March 13th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Terrence Beam, Superintendent of Schools, announced the emergency plan that would be implemented in the event that Marlinton Elementary School were to be forced to close for any reason. Here in part one of his monthly report to our listeners, Mr. Beam provides us with more information about that plan.
We needed to come up with an emergency relocation plan for our students, especially at Marlinton Elementary School, but also at Greenbank, in the event that our buildings become damaged beyond immediate repair. When we think about having to move students out of a school, we don't think about Greenbank as much as we do Marlinton Elementary School, and for good reason. They don't have a river right beside their school that we have to be concerned about, but that building has roof issues and fire alarm issues and sprinkler system issues. In the event that the building has to be shut down for either the fire marshal or, let's face it, we're getting a lot of wind in this area the last few years, and you could have a heavy wet snow which would damage a roof to where we'd have to evacuate students. And at Greenbank, we don't have really anywhere to go. We don't have a large number of choices where to relocate the students to. Yes, we could move some of them to the high school, but I don't think that we could move the whole school up there. So we're going to have to look in the Greenbank area and see if there's another location for the students to relocate to that we could use in an emergency situation. We need a backup plan as to how to move those kids. The March Elementary School is a little different story. We do have a couple other schools on this end of the county that we plan on utilizing only in the emergency relocation of our students. Our roof goes bad, our fire marshal shuts us down, water gets in our buildings, whatever the reason may be, and we have to relocate those students. And I know it's not a perfect plan, and we're always open to suggestions on how to better do this, but we need to have something available to us so if we have 24 hours or 48 hours or a week or a month or whatever it is to relocate our students, that we have a plan. Marlinton Elementary students and the Hillsborough students would be transferred to the Marlinton Middle School. We would have to use the gym floor and the stage and any other possible areas that we have to set up temporary classrooms for those students. The middle school students would be transferred to Hillsborough. And I know that that raises a lot of eyebrows as to why would you do that? Well, my reasoning is I want to keep all the students from each school with their classmates. Marlinton Middle School would fit into Hillsborough nicely as far as the number of students. And that way the middle school could stay together, the staff stays together. The custodians would stay on their own sites because they know their buildings. The teachers and all would travel with their students. Now, Hillsborough has around 80, 85 students. Marlinton Elementary has about 260 students, so we're talking about 340 to 350 students going to the middle school, which is not equipped to handle that many students. But with the gym floor, we could set up probably six or seven temporary classrooms with partitions, and it wouldn't be ideal, but emergency relocations are not ideal to start with. But you have to have somewhere where you can get them out of the damaged school and into a location as close to their home school as possible. One other thing I want to throw out, it depends on what type of evacuation we're involved with. If it's major damage to a building that turns into long-term, then that's a little different situation than if it's something that we're able to fix in a couple weeks. Because if it's a longer term, then we have to get involved with moving all the desks and moving all the supplies from one school to the other. We wouldn't do that right off the bat unless we knew it was going to be a long-term process. I know our teachers will have concerns about this, and I know our parents will have concerns about this, and again, only in an emergency evacuation situation would we use this, but I do feel it's necessary that we have a plan in place because heaven help us if something like that would occur and we're not prepared in any form for it. So we're going to try to look ahead and plan for the worst.
Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio for part two of this story, where Mr. Beam expands upon the second announcement he made at that Board of Education meeting, a reduction in force of 4 service personnel and 2.5 professional personnel. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.